In the readings for this morning, the first reading is a very sorrowful one, a deep lament, grief. And the gospel is the story of healing, which results in joy. The healing of the centurion's servant, the healing of the mother-in-law of Simon Peter, and the healing of everybody else who comes to Jesus. So, sorrow and joy, or affliction and then restoration. And in the middle, we have today's psalm, and it's from the psalm, Psalm 74, that we have the theme for this morning's Mass. Lord, forget not the souls of your poor ones. That was the refrain. It's actually not one of the verses that we heard sung, verse 19, but still, it captures part of the spirit of the psalm, a plea to the Lord. Lord, forget not the souls of your poor ones. Don't forget us. We're poor. We're in need. We're grieving. Naturally, when I saw the term poor ones, I thought, oh, maybe that's a reference to the Anoim. So I looked it up in my Hebrew Bible, but it doesn't use the word Anoim in this case, another word for the poor. Well, let's see what this psalm is doing, what this prayer is. Lord, forget not the souls of your poor ones. Actually, this psalm goes very well together with the first reading, because the psalm is an expression of the sorrow of the people at the destruction of the temple. Actually, this destruction of the whole city of Jerusalem, but especially the temple. It's a psalm of deep sorrow that the house of the Lord has been destroyed, that the presence of the Lord seems to have been taken away. And so the psalmist cries out, why, O God, have you cast us off forever? Why? Why do you let things like this happen? Why does your anger smolder against the sheep of your pasture? Why? The question that always comes to us when we experience suffering or sorrow, or when we see suffering and sorrow in the world, we ask this. It comes automatically to us. Why? I was away for most of this week, but when I got home last night and I opened my computer and I saw the images from the terrible earthquakes in Venezuela. I don't know, was that Tuesday or Wednesday? Anyway, two very strong earthquakes, similar to what the Philippines experienced a couple of weeks ago down in Mindanao, but lots of videos of the terrible destruction in these populated areas in Venezuela, and people running from crumbling buildings and trying to rescue their loved ones from the rubble. And the question is, why? Why does this happen? Why, O Lord, have you cast us off forever? Lord, forget not the souls of your poor ones. This is what the first reading is also expressing, sorrow that there's so much suffering. And the suffering described is very great. The people are lamenting. People don't have food. The mothers are searching for food for their starving children. Why? What are you doing, Lord? Now, when we experience suffering like this, or grief, it seems to us that the Lord has forgotten us, or that he has abandoned us. That's why the prayer comes to our lips, don't forget us, don't abandon us. Even Jesus on the cross expressed this, remember? My God, why have you forsaken me? In fact, the Lord has not forgotten us, has not abandoned us. We don't have to remind him to remember us. What this prayer does is it reminds us of the presence of the Lord. Because our nature tends to say, oh, the Lord has abandoned us, we need to be reminded the Lord has not abandoned us. And that's what the psalm says here. What the first reading says here. After the expressions of deep sorrow, it says, cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. Moan, O daughter Zion. Bring this deep suffering into the presence of the Lord. pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands to Him, the lives of your little ones. Make this complaint present to the Lord, because if we don't do that, then we're experiencing grief or sorrow without God. And that is a terrible, dead-end, dark experience. But when we bring our suffering into the presence of the Lord, our eyes are in time opened to His presence with us. He has not abandoned us. He has an answer to these impossible questions that we ask Him. And His answer is His own presence. This is what we see in today's gospel. The Lord does not forget the souls of His poor ones. The Lord sent His Son, His only begotten Son, into the world to be present with us in this world full of sorrow, grief, suffering. In fact, to take it on Himself. And that's what we see with this story of Jesus comes to Capernaum. The centurion says, "My servant is suffering terribly, dreadfully, paralyzed." What is Jesus' response? "I will come and cure him." I not only bring the answer to this impossible situation, I am the answer. I will come. The centurion gives this beautiful response. You don't have to come in person. You could just say the word, which is true. By saying the word, he does come. Jesus' presence is in his word. He is the word. So we don't have to see him physically present in our home in order to experience his presence and the power of his word. So the centurion is correct. He doesn't have to see him. In fact, he says, "I'm not worthy." And that's true too. None of us is worthy of the presence of the Lord, but we're still poor, grieving people crying out to him. And the Lord makes it clear that he wants us to know he is with us. Then he cures the mother-in-law of Peter. And then in the evening, they bring many people who are possessed and many sick people. He drives out all the evil spirits. He cures them all. And this is what the gospel says is in fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah. "He took away our infirmities and bore our diseases." What we're being reminded here is the Lord has not abandoned us. He has not forsaken us. He has not forgotten us. He is with us because he has come to take away our infirmities and bear our diseases. This is where the role of the Blessed Virgin Mary comes in. Mary, our mother of perpetual help. Mary is not herself the answer to all our problems, but she brings us the answer. She reminds us of the answer. She points out the answer. The answer is, of course, Jesus Christ. Mary is the one who reminds us that the Lord has not forgotten us. He has come to be with us, and he has come through her. So when we turn to Mary, we're uniting ourselves with her faith that the Lord is with us. How do we say when we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary? "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you." The Lord is with you. And when we're with you, the Lord is with us too. The Lord has not forgotten the souls of his poor ones. In fact, that very poverty draws the Lord. This is where the Anuim Spirit comes in, the poverty of spirit, the acknowledgement that we are in need, that we're poor. This is what opens the door for the presence of the Lord to be manifest. The problem of the Israelites in the first reading was that they forgot and turned away from the Lord. They were no longer acknowledging their poverty. They took on a kind of attitude of richness, honoring other gods, going to other shrines, breaking the covenant. And so they were not spiritually poor. Only when they were reduced financially and in their circumstances did they remember, "Oh no, we're poor. We're poor. We need the Lord." And when they experienced their inner poverty, that opened the way for them to discover the Lord again. Mary never forgot her poverty. She never forgets her absolute dependence on God. And this is what she reminds us of. And that's why we honor her as often as we can, because she who is pure in her faith and in her humility is the one who helps us take on this attitude. I don't know if Mary helped this centurion. I don't know where Mary was during this gospel, but the centurion acknowledges his poverty. I can't help my servant. I'm in need. I'm not worthy to have you come. I might be a man of great power and I can tell people what to do, but I'm in need when it comes to this, the health of my sick servant. And that humble spirit, that humble faith, opened the door for Jesus to come with his healing power. So that's what we're being reminded to do today. Lord, forget not the souls of your poor ones. It's a way of saying, Lord, we are your poor ones. We belong to you. And we're opening our hearts to your presence. Work powerfully among us and help those who are suffering, us and our loved ones and the world. We intercede like Mary herself for the needs of the world, the needs of the suffering, with confidence that the Lord does not forget the lives of his poor ones. The Lord does not abandon us. He is with us. That's proven by the presence of Jesus Christ in our midst. Jesus, Son of the Father, Jesus, Son of Mary, Jesus, who is God with us.